Alexander was convicted, according to the state's 1020 life law, for firing a gun at her husband during a domestic dispute at their home. Alexander tried to claim self-defense under the state's stand your ground law, but it was rejected. The state initially offered a 3-year plea deal, which she turned down. Governor Rick Scott weighed in Tuesday, saying Alexander's case should go through the right channels before he considers clemency.
You know, cases like that, the right process that we have is it starts with our general counsel. So I would recommend the senator start with Pete Antonacci, our general counsel.
Alexander claims her husband was abusive. According to court documents, she got into a dispute with her husband, left the house, and came back in with the gun, from which she fired a warning shot. Her husband later called police, and Alexander was arrested. In a motion denying her a stand your ground defense, the judge in the case noted that after Alexander's initial arrest, she attacked her husband again at a different residence. Alexander is appealing her conviction on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.